And live scores in the Premier League. We've gone 48 minutes. Arsenal leading 1-0 in that match over Everton. And as Jared mentioned there, NFL to come at around lunchtime today. We've got the English perspective. We've got their thoughts on how things are going to shape up tomorrow for the first test. We thought who better to talk to than a man who used to take wickets against England for fun. 221 wickets across his 67 test career, but 80 of those poles came against England from 24 tests. Peter Siddle joins us this morning on the Summer Breakfast Club. Morning, Sids.
Good morning, boys.
Day before an Ashes series. You've been here before. What would the boys in the camp be feeling right now?
Well, probably a lot worse than me. I'm feeling great. It's awesome to not have to be worried about bleeding into a series, that's for sure. But, they'd be nervous, I think. You know, it's a given. It's probably one of the biggest series we get to play as an Australian cricketer. And there's a couple of guys, obviously Heddy coming back into the side, and Kez debuting. I think Kez is probably going to be the worst of them all.
Is he a nervous sort of character, or...?
He's not too bad. He's pretty composed. But I think, I think on the inside, you know, getting your baggy green and you happen to be debuting in an Ashes series, I think it's a pretty big deal. So, I think he's going to be a little bit nervous. I think just get that first day out of the way, it's usually the case. For him, being a keeper and a batsman, I guess he's got an opportunity to get stuck straight into it. So, he's pretty happy to give you getting out there, and I'm looking forward to watching him go about his business.
You've seen a lot of him. Many think that this has been something that's, you know, he's always been marked as an Australian player from the moment he decided to come back to cricket from playing footy. Is there anything in the last 2 years that you've seen, or has he just had to bide his time and wait for his opportunity?
Yeah, I think he's just had to wait for his opportunity. You know, obviously Payne had done a great job, was captain, doing a great job, and his performances were up there as well. And I think, you know, Kez has probably had a few missed opportunities with the fact that sometimes when you're playing white ball cricket for Australia, you miss a lot of red ball cricket for your state. So he had to bide his time because he probably wasn't getting the opportunities to impress even more along the way. But I think he's shown now when called upon and when the pressure was on him, you know, when that spot was up for grabs, who was going to take it. He made that 100 the other day in a one-day game and really stood up. So, I like the way he goes about his work. He works hard. Very composed out in the middle, so looking forward to watching.
Now, Sids, tonight, bowlers being captain, tonight you're going to do it for the strikers, but obviously Pat Cummings, they've finally come round. Is this sort of a bit of a old-fashioned myth or something that bowlers couldn't do it?
Oh, no, it's a flavour of the month at the moment, isn't it? Richo's doing it for the Renegades. Yeah. Two fast bowlers going head-to-head tonight. So, it's a bit different, but... No, I don't know. I guess it's easy for me to say. I'm doing a T20 game, it's only 20 overs, so it doesn't last that long. I did a couple of games last year, so it's a bit of fun. But no, I did do a couple of games for Victoria back in the day in Shield cricket, just to fill in. And maybe it is a little bit, you know, complicated at times. More about when and how long you bowl yourself, I think, is the biggest issue. But with game smarts and tactics and stuff like that, it doesn't really change. Paddy, I know, playing alongside him, was a very smart man and was always given ideas and, you know, field changes, you know, matchups to different batters. He knew what was going on. He knows the game well. So I think he'll do a great job. And I think we've heard him speak about that there's a lot of other good leaders in that side that will be able to help him out and sort of get the ball out of his hand when needed. It's going to be exciting. Obviously, he's our star player, so it'll be interesting to see how he goes.
When you captained, particularly with the red ball, are you inclined to bowl yourself more or less?
Probably more. If you're bowling well, probably more. I think that's probably the easy thing. And then if you're bowling bad, it's probably a good thing because you take yourself off sooner. So it can work both ways, but I think, yeah. When you've got plenty of good bowling around you, and like he does, but he'll make the right decisions. And like I said, there's plenty of leaders there to tell him, mate, that's enough. No more overs for you. give the ball up. It's going to be exciting. Looking forward to watching this series. And it's nice just to kick back and not have to worry about selection or anything like that, and just to actually enjoy a summer of cricket. So it's going to be nice to watch.
And you avoid... fine leg, don't you, Sids? You position yourself at mid-off or mid-on?
Correct, you do. That's the good thing about it. It's similar in T20. You just stay inside the ring. You don't have to go out the boundary and do any of those things. So, but Paddy will love that, I reckon. Stay up at mid-off and just wander from end to end. Less ground covered, which could mean a more dangerous Paddy Cummins. So, who knows? It could be a good thing.
What's your take on the Poms? I mean, Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad, they're coming out again. I mean, Anderson's, what is he, 39?
Yeah, 38, 39, yep.
They still just provide, you know, the dangers that they always have, don't they?
They do. I think we've seen in the past couple of years that they haven't lost any of their skill set. They're bowling similar pace, they're still producing the numbers they were 5 years ago. So I think, conditions probably do have to suit them at times for them to be at their most productive. But, the Gabba, it's always a great starting place if the conditions do suit, the toss goes their way and that they can be very dangerous. So, you can't count them out. They're star players for a reason and still playing, it's amazing. So, we've got to watch them. But I like Ollie Robinson. I think I've watched him a lot in England. Mm. He hasn't got high speed, but he's a tall guy. They're probably version of Glenn McGrath in a way. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how he goes in Australian conditions. His record to date is unbelievable. So, we'll see what happens throughout.
We're chatting to Peter Siddle this morning on the Summer Breakfast Club. How much of a factor is the ball, Sids? You've played with the Duke ball. You played with the Kookaburra. We're reading this morning that there's going to be extra lacquer on the Kookaburra ball and there's a change in and around the seam that's going to keep it, higher and prouder for longer. How much of a factor is it, particularly for the English bowlers, to come over here and use the Kookaburra as opposed to the Duke?
Yeah, it's a big difference. We see the same thing when we go over there and have to use the Duke from the Kookaburra. That takes a bit of time of getting used to and how to control it. It's probably a bit different with the Kookaburra. It doesn't quite do as much in the air off the seam initially, but that's a different skill in itself, is working out the tricks and how to bowl with our Kookaburra. So, Jimmy Anderson, Stuart Broad have bowled with it for years, so they have a good understanding. But, the rest of their attack is very inexperienced, and especially with the Kookaburra. So it is hard work. I guess they're going to have to find some ways to how to get wickets with it. But I've bowled a bit with that new ball, and the seam and the tricks it does. It seems like a pretty good ball. So fingers crossed that it all holds up, and we see plenty of wickets.
Now you'll have the white ball in your hand tonight. How are your strikers? How's the pre-season been, and the new lineup? What's it like?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been. I was saying the other day, it's like Christmas for adults, the Big Bash start. it's what we all look forward to. It's like an early Chrissy present starting now. So it's the boys have been good. Obviously, a couple of big outs with Teddy and Kez now. Hopefully for them and their sake, that it is for the whole tournament, because that's a good thing. It means they're playing good cricket for Australia. And we're also missing Renshaw, who's getting ready for the A game. Mm. So. Yeah, some pretty important batters out of our top four, but I think it's exciting because knowing that these guys are now going to be out for a long period, the young guys coming in know that they've got a good crack at it and can sort of build some confidence in the position they get the bat in. So we just need one or two of those guys to stand up and hopefully, we can go from there. But, the bowling attack's pretty similar to most past seasons. We're pretty stable in that front. So, looking forward to just getting underway and seeing some of these new guys and guys that haven't had big opportunities get out there and have a crack.
You've got an English signing, George Garton. What's he bring to the table, Sids?
Yeah, he's pretty handy. He's very similar to Ness. Obviously, we lost Ness, went back to Brisbane just to be close to the family and stuff, and obviously around the Australian setup. So, to get him into the attack, left armour brings a point of difference that we haven't had over the years. Can swing it up front, bowl at death and stuff like that. So he's pretty skillful in the white ball game, but also very handy with the bat. So hopefully, he can fill that void that we lose with Ness. Be a consistent player for us and stand out. He's had some amazing performances in England. He was part of Bangalore in the last little phase of the IPL. So Yeah, he's been around some experienced people, so hopefully he can put that on show out here in Australia.
Have you got your head around the surge and some of the different rules and all that sort of stuff now that you're skipper?
Yeah, the surge isn't too bad because I bowled it all last year anyway, so I knew that was my role. So that one's all right. X Factor, well, I'll leave that up to the coaches. I'm not, that's too complicated working out what we do there and if we use that. I guess the big one as a captain is probably more the bash boost point at the 10 over mark. I think that's the one that as a captain you sort of have to be wary of, more so when you're bowling second, because in a way you want to try and defend and win that 1 point before you even worry about what's going to happen in the last 10 overs. Because 14 games, 14 opportunities to get that. That extra point can add up to a few extra wins along the way. So I think that's the one I've got to just keep an eye on, and hopefully, a few of the boys can keep a track of that throughout the games.
Sids, before we let you go, and we appreciate your time, there's a lot of love for you on the text machine this morning. You're still playing really, really good cricket, but what does the next 3 to 5 years look like for Peter Siddle?
Geez, 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, why not?
Mate, I'm thinking about 3 to 6 months. you never know how long's left. But, I'm about to extend again with Tassie and the Strikers and over in England. So, that takes me to 38 next year, just before the Big Bash starts. So I guess it's just, see how I'm going and see how the body is. But, it's coming time that, I want to see some of these young guys progressing and not taking up all their opportunities. So I still want to be performing, but I know that I can't play all the games. But looking forward to next year with Tassie still being a part of that and helping them and helping some of the young guys develop. But I think next year will probably definitely be my last year of first class cricket, and then Big Bash, we just see what happens. I guess see what happens with my playing days and where I move on to after that. But like I always say, and you guys said, is I do love playing it. I'm enjoying it, and if I'm performing, I want to be out there. The time's getting closer than I think and than I want. So probably got a year to go, and we'll see what happens.
All the best for tonight, and we appreciate your time. It's great to pick your brain. You've had so much experience playing in these Ashes series, and so much success. So thanks for sharing it with us this morning.
Cheers, boys. Enjoy.
Peter Siddle, the captain of the Adelaide Strikers.